Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio, deep in the heart of South Texas. And we've got our good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies, who has been traveling down to Panama to do some firsthand observation of what is happening down there. I wanted to get him on so that he could tell us about his latest article as well as what he saw while he was down there. Todd, it's great to have you back again. Talk to us. Tell us what you saw. Tell us what your latest article is all about.
Sure. Well, just published today my final progress report on the new Panamanian government's promise to close down the notorious Darien Gap, which has huge implications for U.S. national security and public safety, as that's where all the terror suspects are coming through and criminal aliens from 150 different countries, all coming through the Darien Gap between Colombia and Panama. That's the choke point that nobody has ever wanted to close before until now. All of a sudden, Panama elected a new president who's vowed to close the Darien Gap, which is just amazing. You know, over almost 2 million people have crossed through there in the last 36 months. So I went down there to see how it's going. The progress report that is out today at CIS.org, Center for Immigration Studies.org, has five key findings in it. It's an elaborate report with, in notes and the whole thing. Main takeaway, though, if I can be short about it, and the top takeaway is that they haven't really gotten very far with closing the gap, mainly because the plan was overly reliant on a U.S. agreement to pay for all the repatriation flights that are necessary to do it. Unless you have a high enough number of repatriation flights, you can't create the deterrence that's necessary to keep people home from going through there. And there was an agreement with the United States to pay for all of it, but it looks like the Biden-Harris administration has welched on the deal. They're finding all these sort of little details and loopholes and escape hatches for not paying for the flights. So the president of Panama, they set the table, they did all this preparatory work, and waited for the Americans to come through, and they never came through.
Now, the situation that we have seen with all of these people marching up through from Panama through Mexico, and then the U.S. paying for repatriation from Panama. Wouldn't it just be easier just to shut down the U.S. border and therefore people would just stop coming, period?
Well, that's the ultimate, original sin, which is that, the U.S. government opened the border and began accepting for quick releases almost everybody who showed up. And of course, word gets out about something like that. It's extremely unusual. It's never been done, I think, maybe in the history of humankind. Nobody has ever done anything like that. So it was very unusual, and people from around the world were like, well, God, we've got to get in there fast before they wake up, those Americans, So that's really the ultimate problem, but that's not really happening under this administration. If Harris wins, it won't happen under her administration either. It'll just be probably a wide open border. I hope not. But that's really the main problem. But, that's a choke point. That is a very narrow isthmus that everybody has to cross through in order to get here. And you could cut out a lot of the worst kind of immigration by just shutting down the Panama Colombia Darien Gap and making it difficult for anybody to get through there. And that's where 378 people on the terror watch list cross through mostly, for example, and Venezuelans and Haitians and Cubans who are impossible to vet for criminality come through there. Chinese, 60,000 Chinese have come through there in the last couple of years, at least the last year and a half, really. And all of that can just be shut down with the will and a little bit of money. American money is perfectly fine because the U.S., it's our national security. It's in our interest to help Panama do this. The problem really is that this administration has spent the last 3 years working overtime to open the gap, to make it a superhighway, to increase the flow through there. And so to ask this administration to suddenly do a big U-turn is a big ask, and they're not buying it. The Americans are not buying into this because they've got so much invested in the opposite policy of letting everybody through, making sure it's shorter, safer, orderly, humane, whatever.
Now, you know, the other thing that interests me is your report regarding the tribes, the indigenous tribes in Panama. It seems to be like all of these liberals in Washington, in the Biden administration, are very, very eco-centric, ecologically motivated, yet when it comes to the destruction of the ecosystem down there because of illegal immigration, I don't hear too much about it. Your thoughts?
Right, that's the Mbira tribe that through which all of these millions are pouring through their territory and just really tearing up their land out there and corrupting the younger generation with all of the currency that they can make now, whereas before they lived off the land. And I interviewed the Mbira tribe's top five chiefs who all were begging the Biden-Harris administration to close down the border, close down all the borders so that this thing stops and that nobody's paying attention to them and their concerns and their way of life being destroyed and environmentally ruined, and with all these millions of people coming through there. And all of this just goes to show you, and I published that in the New York Post and in the Daily Wire, a couple pieces based on my interview with the five chiefs down there in Metete, Panama, a couple weeks ago. And the main thing to keep in mind with that is, you know, they're an example of, you know, a liberal cause that, you know, takes a backseat to this other liberal cause that pays more. So if your liberal cause isn't paying, like the Mbira cause is not a very pay, there's not much payola in that one, then you're just going to, you know, take a back seat. Get at the back of the bus.
Incredible. I mean, that is so hypocritical. So what are your takeaways from your visit down there?
Well, there has been a slowdown in migration, but not because of anything that the Panamanians have done. It has to do with the Venezuelan election that they had. A lot of Venezuelans stayed home. And just uncertainty about what the Panamanians really would do. Nobody wants to spend a bunch of money to get up to the frontier there, only to be flown home. So they were waiting to see whether there would be repatriation flights, and there haven't been any, at least not in any significant number or frequency. So the traffic is ramping back up through the gap. The other big takeaway was, you know, Colombia is a major partner for the Panamanians. They can't do this without Colombia because they're the next door neighbor. And what I found on the Colombia side was this wedded bliss, this perfect marriage between this massive, dangerous paramilitary force called Cartel de Golfo, the Gaitanistas, self-defense forces of Colombia, which do all the human smuggling and all the cocaine trafficking through there too, work hand in glove in a close marriage with the Colombian government and with all the NGOs and the United Nations. to move all these people through. They're all together on this. And
now say that one more time. I want people to understand and hear what collaboration is going on.
Right. I mean, it's not even collaboration. They are all in bed together. It is a unholy matrimony between the Gaitanista Self-Defense Force of Colombia, which controls the area. They're a very mortal cartel in Colombia that runs everything, working very hand in glove with the NGOs from the United States, the United Nations agencies, and with every branch of Colombian government, all together in and around the Gulf of Urabe to move all of these hundreds of thousands and millions of people through the Darien Gap. And I witnessed all of this firsthand and documented it, and there is no evidence that the Colombian government has done anything different to impede this traffic on their side. And without the Colombians, you got nothing.
Wow.
You have to have the Colombians interdicting on their side.
Yeah, and here we think that Colombia is a good ally.
They're a terrible ally. They have to be called to the carpet. The U.S. State Department has to implement dramatic sanctions on Colombia to wake them up about this issue.
It's amazing. My friend, thank you very much, as usual, for being so informative, of being in the front lines and being able to tell us what is going on. I appreciate it tremendously.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
You got it. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with our good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies, who always, always is able to bring us firsthand knowledge of what is happening in this border crisis wherever he goes. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio, Texas.